Bonneville, boaters who spent the summer hauling their boats across the provincial border to enjoy lakes outside Alberta should have encountered a boat inspection stop, where boats are inspected and treated for the invasive zebra mussel. But the MD of Bonneville Council has raised concerns about people bypassing the inspection, and the potential damage this invasive species can cause since they can be invisible to the human eye at certain stages. At the September 28 MD of Bonneville Council meeting, during the Environmental and Protective Services 2024 second quarterly report, Coun. Ben. Fadiev spoke on the topic. "We have a water vessel inspection on Highway 55, near the provincial border, and they're having concerns about where they are placed, as people using Cherry Ridge Road before the actual station can just go north or they go in and around, so a lot of boats aren't being inspected coming in from Saskatchewan." Coun. Dana Swigart mirrored Fadia's concerns, explaining how zebra mussels can grow to a significant size and in prolific numbers, causing major damage to an ecosystem and infrastructure. "They grow to a good size. I've been to other countries where you look in their water intakes and they're clogged. These mussels are destroying millions and millions of dollars worth of infrastructure. We have a chance to stop them, but like Councillor Fadiev said, some people know where that station is, and they bypass it," said Swigart. Fadiev pressed the MD's Environmental and Protective Services Department to engage with the province and find some solutions, potentially increasing funding toward the inspection efforts. Fadiev also pressed Bonneville Cold Lake Street. Paul MLA Scott Sear during his appearance at the council meeting, on the same issue. "I have serious concerns about out waterways as it is," said Fadiev, adding, "never mind adding in this new element that could cause more issues." Coun. Don Slipchik inquired about expanding educational opportunities to inform the public about the importance of boat inspections and the threat of zebra mussels. Sear commented that the province is taking the issue seriously and launched an educational campaign in August, along with creating a task force. Sear promised to pass council's concerns on to the province. "Right now, our province is 100% free of zebra mussels and quagga mussel, so we want to keep it that way," said Sear. According to an August 1 media release from the Government of Alberta, the province says it is stepping up its border defense. Along with the highest fines in North America and public awareness campaign, the government also launched a new aquatic invasive species task force and increased the number of inspection stations, added more inspectors, and is keeping stations open as long as possible, according to the provincial government. "Failing to stop with a trailered boat at an open inspection can result in a $4,200 fine, and there is a $600 fine for failing to remove a bilge plug when transporting a watercraft on a roadway. Alberta wants to use every tool possible to prevent damage from aquatic invasive species, which can cause huge damage to native fisheries, water quality, irrigation infrastructure and habitats," states information from the Government of Alberta.